Nobody does Christmas like the Tabernacle Choir. And now, you can start streaming their new timeless holiday album, Joy, Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. Listen to your favorite holiday songs from the Tabernacle Choir on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Amazon Music, and Pandora. Joy, Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir, now streaming wherever you listen to music.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And it is a beautiful week at Osmond Designs. We have all of the holiday festivities ready and beautiful at our store, and you need to come check them out. Bring your truck and trailer. We have over 40,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise between our Lehi and our Orem stores. And then we have a 10,000 square foot warehouse. We have high-end, low-end, lots of price points in the middle, and no one beats our prices on any of our products. And we have, you know, the best brands in the industry. I'm a little biased. I own it. I've been doing this for over 28 years, and it is something that I'm very passionate about. I love real estate, though, and I'm so grateful that KSL would give me the opportunity to be a host with Jeff Kaplan here at in Utah. We get to talk about anything and everything real estate related. We've had builders on the show. We've had title companies. We've had Home Builders Association presidents. Today, we have Mountain America Credit Union back. I am so, so happy to introduce Joe Evans. Mountain America Credit Union has 105 branches, and Joe is the corporate real estate manager. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you for having me on the show today, Heather. It is great to be back. Yes, Mountain America is just doing great things, especially here in Utah. We just opened a new store in Logan, and we are about to open up a new branch in St. George on December 15th. So we are very excited for that branch opening, and we have many, and we're also growing in Arizona as well. We have many new branches scheduled there. We currently have 10 branches in Arizona, but we plan on doubling that very shortly. But we stay busy in Utah, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, and Arizona.
So, Joe, what makes Mountain America Credit Union different than all of the other credit unions in the state? You know, one thing I love specifically is just that you give back. You have, you know, your brand there on the Hale Center Theater, and you sponsor so many things, which is incredible. But for a person that needs a credit union, what makes you guys different?
Yes, I think it comes down to member experience. If you drive by all the banks and financial institutions and credit unions around Utah, you'll notice that our parking lots are full. And that's not just with our employees, that's with our members. We provide a branch, and that's what I do on our team, branch expansion, locating, identifying where our members need a branch, because although people can do all their banking on their mobile device, on their phone, on their computer, even through our service center, we love our service center agents. They provide a 24-hour service to our members. But going into a branch, sitting down and talking to somebody, especially in these hard times of inflation and everybody feels a little pinched, you can walk into a branch, sit down with a loan officer, and they will actually do a total assessment of your finances. And they will try to find ways to save you $100 a month in your payments, $500 in your payments. We've had stories where members come in and all of a sudden they've consolidated debt and they save $1,500 a month on their payments. And that is what brings people into our branch, because they tell their friends. And we try to provide that service to each and every individual that comes into our branches. So I think that's the secret sauce. And that's why our parking lots are full, because people need financial advice. People need to be feel seen and heard and find solutions. We plan for the present and the future.
Well, and you're conveniently located. You have some of the best locations across the Wasatch Front. And I will give a shout out right now to Mike Medina, who is the commercial real estate agent. He's with Newmark and Mountain West Commercial. And you've been with Mountain America and representing them for how long?
16 years, I want to say.
Only 16 years.
Yeah, about 16 years. It might be a little less than that, but yeah, right in that ballpark.
Well, clearly you're doing a fantastic job because I think that they have some of the best corners that I have seen in any community.
You know, it's a unique opportunity to work with a client like this that's so committed to the community. It's been, there's been an evolution as we've done the branches and as we've, have learned through the experience of certain location of branches and how that affects the community in a whole. I would actually throw out there is a few years ago, we sat back and I remember I was in a car with Chris Tapia actually. And Chris is one of the leadership in Mountain America Credit Union. And, Chris made a comment. He's like, hey, I want to make sure we have the best real estate. I want to make sure that we are in the right location where the daily needs, where everybody goes to take care of their daily needs, they're going to be here and they're going to see us. And we want to make it convenient. And there's a cost associated with that. And there's some challenges getting into the market when a market's already developed. And you're trying to land the right locations for the community. And, to be candid, we've got a great team and we've, really been able to land some unique opportunities. So I'm glad to hear that you're seeing our branches and it's, I hope we continue to make them that much, that available for you.
Well, and Mountain America Credit Union is very lucky to have you because I just met you, but I've seen your signs all throughout Utah and the Wasatch Front. I've been very impressed, just the little interactions that we've had thus far. You're very put together. I can tell that you're an expert. You've been in the business for a very, very long time, and experience matters. So great job, Mike. How did you get into this business?
I always talk about my education being through hard knocks and learning through, hands-on experience. So I entered the industry in a unique way. When I graduated from high school, I was a framer. And so I was on site recognizing, I don't know if this is the right fit for me. And I went and got my license, not knowing what a real estate agent was. I ended up grabbing the newspaper and there was an article in there that said, if you're motivated, call this number. And so I thought I was gonna be selling vacuums at the time, okay? So call this office and sure enough, a gentleman picks up the phone and I said, are you guys interviewing? Are you hiring? And he said, yeah, absolutely. We're looking for guys that are motivated. I said, I'm that guy. I go, what do you guys do? And he said, we do real estate. And I'm like, cool. What does that mean? I was like, yeah, that's great. So I ended up setting a meeting. Now you got a picture at this time. I've been working outside through the summer. So this is in the fall, kind of early winter time. And so I'm very tan. At that time I used to kind of shave my head. And so, if you don't know the terminology, there's a thing called a cholo. I don't know if you guys know this, but that's it might be an Ogden thing. But anyway, so I got into my best clothes. Go to this meeting and, not recognizing that I'm going into a professional office, right? So I sit at the lobby and there's a gentleman in a suit next to me. And I had never been intimidated, but I'm like, okay, there's a guy that's interviewing against me that has a suit on. As the gentleman that I was on the phone with comes walking towards me and that gentleman, he goes to the gentleman and says, Michael. And I'm like, I'm Michael. And I remember him looking at me like, not sure this is going to work, bud. Right.
Oh, sad.
But no, it wasn't because so he takes me to the back. And as I start, kind of talking to him and we start learning about each other, I saw him pull into the parking lot and he pulled in a Cadillac Coupe de Ville. And I remember thinking, that's a pretty dope car. Whatever he's doing, I want to do it. And so I hit him up and I said, I'll be honest with you, man. You got a Cadillac. I think that's a beautiful car. I'm an Impala guy, but I want that. And he goes, look, man, if you can go and get your license, I will pay for you to go do that. And you just reimburse me on your first deal. I was like, all right, let's go. So ended up getting my license in a short period of time. And the gentleman followed through with his commitment. He brought me on. And as I'm doing that, I made about, just maybe $1,000, $1,500 bucks in the first, 2 years, year and a half, not very much money. Okay. So you got to think I'm, you know, roughly 18 years old. So I'm still doing construction and the real estate at the same time. And so what I would do is I would work construction. You get on the site around 6 a.m, clean up in a gas station around 3, and I would do cold calls until about 8 or 9. And the way I viewed it was that if I called them while they were eating dinner, you know, everybody's off of work, that's the ideal time. So anyway, I took that opportunity, started getting my feet wet a little bit, making phone calls, building up a clientele. And then I found out my girlfriend was pregnant at the time, and I realized I've got to make a decision. Do I stick with construction or real estate? So I went to that broker, asked him, I said, hey, do you recommend I stick with real estate or construction? And he said, you should go to construction. And at that moment, I'm like, yep, real estate's my play.
You're like, thank you for saying that. Good on you. I think you made the right move. They say that 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I may know a few.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, and every champion was once a rookie.
Absolutely.
So I love that that guy believed in you enough to say, I'm going to front you the money.
Yeah.
And you can pay me back. More with Joe Evans, Mountain America Credit Union. He is the corporate real estate manager. And Mike Medina is a commercial real estate agent for Newmark and Mountain West Commercial. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The holidays bring joy and potentially more alcohol at parties. Talk with your child and set clear rules. No underage drinking, and make clear you strongly disapprove. At gatherings, keep alcohol out of reach and never provide alcohol to kids. No amount of alcohol, not even a holiday sip, is safe. Developing brains are more vulnerable. Underage drinking can alter brain development, impair memory, learning, and judgment, raising risks for dependence and academic problems. Parents make the difference, bonding, boundaries, and monitoring. Spend quality time daily on what your child enjoys. Talk often and set firm rules. Monitor with the 5 W's, who, where, what, when, and what they'll do if alcohol is present, like calling you to come pick them up. And stay involved. Parental involvement drops by half from 6th to 12th grade when kids need us most. Learn more at parentsempower.org.
From Salt Lake City to Arches, Utah roads are full of surprises. But AAA is your membership to go. It's roadside support that travels with you and starts at less than $6 a month. Add loved ones to your membership for 50% off. Call or visit your local branch today.
Fight stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
A 15-year-old girl who chewed through a rope to escape a serial killer.
I used my front teeth to saw on the rope in my mouth.
The killer prowled the Pacific Northwest in the early 70s. He's been convicted of murdering 2 young women, but suspected of many more.
Maybe there's another one in that area.
Follow and binge all episodes of Stolen Voices of Dole Valley, available now, wherever you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, and we're back. We are getting ready for the holidays. You know, we just finished with Halloween. Now we have Thanksgiving and Christmas, and hopefully you will be having family and friends that you like coming over to hang out with you. You need your home to be beautiful, and we all want our home to be somewhere that we love to be. And so hopefully we can offer suggestions and recommendations and provide some services that will help you and make the holidays just a little bit easier for you. We do have a special right now. We're offering $99 interior design services, so we can come out to your home and help you rearrange things that you currently have in your home to make it better. And if you would like, we can make some suggestions and recommendations on how to improve what you have. We also do holiday decorating. So if you need help putting up that Christmas tree or, you know, your fireplace mantle, your dining tablescape, any of the garland on your staircase, definitely we can help you with any of those things. And, you know, let me just give you a little tip for Christmas holiday decorating. I always say retire 10%, so then you can buy 10%. So everything's always fresh and new, and you don't have to have all the money in the world to make this year's holidays even a little brighter and fun. Today, I am so happy to reintroduce Joe Evans with Mountain America Credit Union. He's the corporate real estate manager of 105 branches. So, you know, around the holidays, money is always an issue. And Joe, you are there to help. Mountain America Credit Union is there to help make the holidays just a little bit better. So let's talk about some of the opportunities that your clients have at Mountain America Credit Union and the resources available to help.
Sure thing. Right now, we are running a promotion for not double, but triple rewards on the Mountain America credit card. I know the economy is a little tight right now. Looks like the government's going to get reopened, so that should bring some relief to everyone. But at the same time, it is a stressful time. You're thinking about turkeys. You're thinking about Christmas gifts. You're thinking about shopping at Heather Osmond's Shore to decorate your home. We do offer these triple Mountain America not only offers some of the best credit card rates in the entire state. I would say our credit card rates are half of your Amex, half of your Chase. Come on in. Open a credit card. We don't charge a balance transfer fee. Save that interest. Get those triple rewards. And our rewards program is phenomenal. People tell me that we are better than a lot of these other credit cards as far as travel credits, Amazon bucks, cash. We just give cash back as one of the rewards on these, on our Mountain America credit cards. We make it easy. You can apply online, but we'd rather have you come into a branch and really find a way to make your life a little easier on your budget, your finances. Like I said before, we help people save $500 a month in payments sometimes. And that can be a huge relief during these tough times when everything feels a little bit pinched. So yeah, that's what Mountain America is doing. Also, I have tickets to go see a play at Centerpoint Theater up in Centerville. Mountain America sponsors that. So we sponsor the arts, not only at Hale Center Theater, but we also sponsor Centerpoint. That's a new sponsorship for us. Or take your kids to Thanksgiving Point. You'll see our name branded there. We really try to be a part of the community, including some of our newest branches that we've opened. We opened one in West Valley. We are opening up a brand new branch in Rose Park, which is phenomenal real estate, a great corner. But this is going to be one of our largest branches to help serve that community. I've had people reach out to me that live in that community and say, thank you so much for reinvesting in Rose Park, West Valley. We're about to start construction on another West Valley location, another Taylorsville location. We recently got accredited by Juntos Avanzamos. So we are Juntos Avanzamos accredited credit union, one of the few in the nation. And a lot of our tellers and loan officers are bilingual. So we have done extremely well in the Hispanic community and of helping them build their financial dreams.
Fantastic. So you do residential loans.
Mm-hmm.
You do commercial loans.
Correct.
You do new construction loans.
Mm-hmm.
You do kids savings plans.
Correct.
All of the things. What did I miss?
There's actually one product I wanted to talk to you about. So I was at the dentist the other day and I saw that a Mountain America sign on it saying, hey, if you have major dental work, you can get financing directly through Mountain America. And it's basically a personal loan for large consumer costs that may be unexpected. So if your water heater goes out or your furnace goes out in the winter and you need $10,000, Mountain America actually offers direct financing for things like that so that you don't have to go through a place that's going to charge you 30%. Our rates are low, and if there is an emergency in your home, we provide special personal financing for things of that nature. So talk to your branch about that. It can be the application's online, but we have people that specialize in these kind of life events that you may need.
That is fantastic. One thing I love about Mountain America Credit Union, of course, because I'm in the interior design business, is the exteriors and the interiors. You do a fantastic job. They are designed so beautifully. I'm all about going in and getting money, but I also love just the look. You guys are innovative. You're fashion forward. You, again, have the best properties because of someone like your real estate agent, Mike Medina, who's with Newmark and Mountain West Commercial. If you're just joining us, We introduced Mike Medina on an earlier segment, and he'll be joining us on another segment coming up. You won't want to miss Mike Medina. He will have some investment advice. He is a commercial real estate investor. I am as well. So we'll swap some stories and hopefully help you maybe get some good ideas and make some New Year's resolutions to be an investor yourself. Today we have Joe Evans, Mountain America Credit Union. He's the corporate real estate manager for 105 branches. I think that's incredible. And we have Mike Medina. He's the Newmark and Mountain West commercial real estate agent. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The holidays bring joy and potentially more alcohol at parties. Talk with your child and set clear rules. No underage drinking, and make clear you strongly disapprove. At gatherings, keep alcohol out of reach and never provide alcohol to kids. No amount of alcohol, not even a holiday sip, is safe. Developing brains are more vulnerable. Underage drinking can alter brain development, impair memory, learning, and judgment, raising risks for dependence and academic problems. Parents make the difference, bonding, boundaries, and monitoring. Spend quality time daily on what your child enjoys. Talk often and set firm rules. Monitor with the five W's: who, where, what, when, and what they'll do if alcohol is present, like calling you to come pick them up. And stay involved. Parental involvement drops by half from 6th to 12th grade when kids need us most. Learn more at parentsempower.org.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
An Australian hiker travels to the American West to walk a wilderness trail.
Wasn't afraid to be out on his own.
But Eric Robinson vanished in the Highuwinta Mountains.
I remember thinking, Eric, what were you thinking, mate?
I'm Dave Cawley. Join me on my podcast, Uinta Triangle, where I travel the world to answer the question, what happened to Eric Robinson? Follow Uinta Triangle, that's U-I-N-T-A Triangle, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today on the Real Estate Show, we're joined by Joe Evans, Mountain America Credit Union Corporate Real Estate Manager, and Mike Medina, Newmark Mountain West Commercial. He's a real estate agent. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
Good to have both of you. If you're joining us in the previous segments, you will definitely want to go back and listen to those. They are available on the KSL app. Radio app under the Real Estate Show. Great, great information, not only about how to get money from Mountain America Credit Union, but how to also to get free advice. And they do have consultants that will help you to save money, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month, possibly on consolidating some of your loans. So thank you, Joe, for that information. The holidays are just around the corner, and we are here to help you get some money and enjoy the holidays. But also, New Year's is also just around the corner, and it's time to set some new goals. And maybe one of your dreams has always been to be a real estate investor. And that's where Mike Medina comes in. Mike, you're a real estate investor. Tell us about how you got started doing that.
I'll kind of back up a little bit. My tagline, I'm a broker. That is what I do 95% of the time. But as I've been working with high net worth individuals for so many years, working with corporate real estate people for so many years, from development, from retail, I've learned a lot. And what I've been really, really blessed and lucky to have is the opportunity to go out in the market and kind of create my own investment portfolio. And so I've taken a lot of the skills I've learned from great people that are very, very successful with it. And what's unique is I was able to get the education for free. So I was able to take my time and represent some of these guys and learn how they underwrite, learn how they do the business. Some of the junior brokers that I talk to, I give them the tip all the time. I said, look, instead of just brokering a deal, behind the scenes, underwrite it. Know how this affects the overall scope of the project. Understand every term, everything you do inside of that lease on how that impacts, the sale and the capital markets. And that's what I did right when I started. I was, as I mentioned, I didn't have a lot of education. So my education was teaching myself through what started out as reading books. Then it started going into, different libraries and studying what they've got there. Internet, starts popping. I mean, that's how old I am. And I started learning off of internet and YouTube and all of that stuff. And then I I'm always cautious, I will say, just going to give this disclaimer, a lot of the guys that are on the social media right now are people I would not listen to. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Being around some really intelligent investors, those are not the guys I would spend a lot of time focused on. So going back, though, as I, was underwriting and understanding how they, understood the investment, what their goals were, the vision, and how they actually brought that to life, I was hooked. It's, there's a certain type of mind, and I think a lot of people listening to this kind of get it, is that there's this certain curiosity of what can be done, what can be created. And it's something that I'm passionate about. So I don't know. What kind of questions can I answer? Guide me a little bit.
Well, we have so many questions. Yeah. Where are some of the investment properties that you own in Utah specifically?
So specifically Ogden, Salt Lake. Ogden, Salt Lake. I've got some properties in interest in Wyoming and some in Idaho.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. So you're an expert. I mean, you definitely know what you're doing. Not only are you investing, but you're also helping people, specifically Mountain America Credit Union, to make great real estate investments.
It's important. It's, retail is one of the harder segments into the commercial real estate world because it's always interesting. I always kind of make a comment that, a client says, well, I've got land and I think it's worth this because this guy sold it next door for X. And, in the retail world, a piece of dirt that is right next door to you can almost be worth double. And the parcel next to you, because maybe access, maybe other issues, could be worth a fraction of what the adjacent parcel is worth. And so we spend a lot of time studying the market. We spend a lot of time understanding the market. We spend a lot of time knowing what's behind the scenes. We're working with developers to understand what they're bringing to the community in terms of new grocery opportunities, Costco's, Targets, anything you can think of. So we're always keeping tabs on, what's coming into the marketplace. So when Mountain America is like, hey, we want to be in the daily needs, it's important for us to understand where the daily needs will be, not after the fact, right? And that's what's really important is, as I've gotten more educated in learning a lot about real estate, being ahead of the marketplace and understanding how Mountain America can contribute to these shopping centers and to the community. You may notice we are in some unique opportunities, and the reason being is because, maybe 2 years in advance, we were already on that deal.
So what advice do you have for someone that's sitting on the sidelines or listening to this KSL show today, and they're interested in becoming a real estate investor and they don't know how to get started?
Education. I can tell you many times I'm sitting in a meeting and, it's like, hey, I want to do this, 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 and this. And they've got a piece of dirt and because they've seen it maybe somewhere. And, in all sincerity, that's probably the most dangerous. That's the most dangerous because a lot of times they're going to get the broker involved once they've got a plan done and maybe even started construction. And unfortunately, we are now at the point where we're maybe handcuffed a little bit because if we would have gotten involved at the beginning or earlier in the project, we could have got advised and provide guidance on how to make sure that asset is going to reap the highest returns possible. So education, and I think education can be could be found in finding the right broker and finding the right people, the right experts, you know. I always joke around, architects make things beautiful. Engineers make things work. Brokers make it perform.
It's all about making money, right?
Yeah,
with the brokers.
That's what it is.
I love that. I think that's amazing. Oftentimes they call real estate investments mailbox money because you make money while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes real estate investors make more money in their real estate investments than they do at their daily 9-to-5 job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you just can't make that up, right, Joe?
Yeah. And if you are a real estate investor, you can definitely partner with Mike Medina at Newmark Mountain West. And if you need money, come to Mountain America.
Exactly.
I just want to say two plugs. Mm-hmm. We have an incredible SBA guy that we just got named Erwin LaRosa. He helped me get an SBA loan 12 years ago for a doggy daycare business that was very successful. And so if you need SBA, Erwin LaRosa at Mountain America is your guy. And if you need, if you're sitting on a commercial property that is income producing, that's not SBA, call Dave Lumberg. Dave Lumberg just got recognized for his many years of service in Mountain America, and he has helped finance over $1 billion of loans in the community over his years in Mountain America. We are the number one SBA lending credit union in the country, and we have one of the largest commercial real estate portfolios in the country. So we do more than credit cards and checking accounts.
Yes.
Call Dave, call Erwin. Get online. We have people with a lot of experience that have helped a lot of people start businesses and invest.
I love that so much. So before the show, I was telling Joe and Mike about a property that I own at the Point of the Mountain. It's in the Traverse Mountain area. It's right next to the Strap Tank. It's a beautiful restaurant right there, super themed out in front of the Hyatt Hotel. And we were talking about highest and best use and what may be able to be built on that property. And Mike, I was talking to you about, hey, if you know of anyone, any tenants that would be interested in being right there at the Point of the Mountain, it's one of the best pieces that's left right there off the freeway. You know, being a property owner and getting involved with someone like you where you have these pocket listings that my property is not even on the market, but you possibly would have people that would be interested that we could build a suit, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, we like to know, you know, as a commercial broker, we're very aware of all the parcels. We have an eye on all the parcels that are out there that could become something or if we've got ideas. And so we're always in the back of our minds having those. But when there's a pocket listing or an opportunity or a good client that says, hey, I've got this land, what do I do? What can we do here, right? And it goes back to getting the right team to put together to find the identity of that land. Like we were talking, I was like, hey, send me the site plan. And the reason I was saying that is because, you know, when I see a site plan, it and starts to get the creative juices going. It helps us understand, oh, well, wait a second, maybe tweak this. Maybe if we can get a queuing of, you know, 15 cars, we might be able to get a higher, you know, higher profile user. If we can do a bank of parking here, we might be able to do X. These are things, ceiling heights, depths, different things that way that we can provide guidance on. Where an architect will look at it and says, it's going to be pretty, we're making it functional and making it, you know, providing, making sure that it's going to provide you the right returns. And, you know, a lot of times too is when we're looking at the asset and we're saying, hey, you know, let's brainstorm some ideas here. What we're thinking about is what credit of tenant is going to go in there, right? So you do have different qualities, not I shouldn't say quality, but credit worthiness of tenants where you've got a corporate tenant like your Starbucks, your Dutch Brothers from a coffee component, you've got some of your QSRs, right? And, you know, QSRs are being your quick serve restaurants, like let's use an example, like a Cafe Rio or a Costa Vida, something along those lines. That's, you know, some of the more regional players. And then you got your local. And local operators, in my mind, have a special place in the marketplace because they really bring in the community through the branding of what they do. You know, they may not have the creditworthiness of a corporate tenant, but they have the heart and they have the understanding. And a lot of times what I like to do is make sure that there's a mix, that there's an opportunity to have that local operator as well next to a corporate.
And don't you feel like real estate's all about relationships?
100%.
I think that's where you 100%. Come in, your relationships with other real estate agents, your relationship with business owners, your relationships with landowners, all of that combines and it's really just matchmaking and making the puzzle fit together. I love real estate. I've made more money in real estate than I've ever made selling sofas or candles or anything else at my furniture stores. And it has been such a blessing in my life. Love you being on our show today. Mike awesome. Medina and Joe Evans, always a pleasure to have you on the show with us today with Mountain America Credit Union. We have one segment left. Please stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
The holidays bring joy and potentially more alcohol at parties. Talk with your child and set clear rules. No underage drinking, and make clear you strongly disapprove. At gatherings, keep alcohol out of reach and never provide alcohol to kids. No amount of alcohol, not even a holiday sip, is safe. Developing brains are more vulnerable. Underage drinking can alter brain development, impair memory, learning, and judgment, raising risks for dependence and academic problems. Parents make the difference, bonding, boundaries, and monitoring. Spend quality time daily on what your child enjoys. Talk often and set firm rules. Monitor with the 5 W's, who, where, what, when, and what they'll do if alcohol is present, like calling you to come pick them up. And stay involved. Parental involvement drops by half from 6th to 12th grade when kids need us most. Learn more at parentsempower.org.
From Salt Lake City to Arches, Utah roads are full of surprises. But AAA is your membership to go. It's roadside support that travels with you and starts at less than $6 a month. Add loved ones to your membership for 50% off. Call or visit your local branch today.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
AI is changing by the minute, and cybercrime is changing with it. In the future, the businesses that thrive will be the ones prepared for both. MasterCard Cybersecurity and Fraud Prevention for Enterprise uses an advanced AI-powered network to assess over 32 million cybersecurity risk events every day, protecting your business in the moment and securing your tomorrow. Because a new era of growth demands a new standard of security. Get ready for what's next at MasterCard.com/cybersecurity.
An Australian hiker travels to the American West to walk a wilderness trail.
Wasn't afraid to be out on his own.
But Eric Robinson vanished in the High Uinta Mountains.
I remember thinking, Eric, what were you thinking, mate?
I'm Dave Cawley. Join me on my podcast, Uinta Triangle, where I travel the world to answer the question, what happened to Eric Robinson? Follow Uinta Triangle, that's UINTA Triangle, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. What a great week it has been, not only at our stores. We have had such a great week. Utah's awesome, but also in the real estate industry. Interest rates are going down. There's just this great buzz in the air of what's going on in real estate. Today we have Joe Evans with Mountain America Credit Union. He is the corporate real estate manager for the 105 branches that they have all across the Wasatch Front. And we have Mike Medina, Mountain America Credit Union's real estate agent, which what a great gig for you, Mike. That's amazing. He's with Newmark and Mountain West Commercial. You're a broker and an agent. And today we've been talking about all the fun things about real estate investing, tips and tricks. You know, Mike, what other tips do you have for real estate investors? You know, being a landowner, how do you even know where to start?
You know, it's funny because you asked that question in the prior segment, and it really opened my mind to putting myself in the shoes of a landowner or somebody that owns real estate. Maybe it's a building that's vacant, and it's like, what's the next identity here? And, you know, I think it's important to find the right team members. The right team members, you know, in terms of their third parties, engineers, architects, different things like that are going to provide the value. But I think a broker is really, really crucial. A broker that understands the market, understands the end users and how they play into the market. So as I was touching on earlier, you know, it's I think it's important to have an eye on the design and having make sure it flows. But I'll kind of even tap into that a little bit further. And I think my mind goes to, what does it look like in terms of evaluation once it's done? Right? Having, you know, real estate's a unique animal. It's nice and it's pretty when it's built, but does it perform? Does it actually provide the goal, or does it actually give you the goals, or excuse me, provide the goals that you had in mind? Right? So as Heather was talking about, it's, you know, you're looking at an opportunity to get some cash flow, some mailbox money. You know, and we hear that a lot, to be very sincere, real estate is a hands-on job and, you know, and so it depends on the type of asset. And so I'll kind of touch on it a little bit on a high level on what kind of different asset classes exist and how those, you know, for the right real estate investor, what kind of assets they want to look for. So I'll kind of start out with, you know, right now, what I'm seeing is as the population is getting older, we're really looking at estate planning type stuff right now. And a lot of my high net worth clients and private office clients are looking at it and saying, hey, we need to take some of these more hands-on assets and roll them into true mailbox type money to make sure that when I pass, as my kids take over these assets, they don't have to worry about it. Maybe every 15 years, they're going to have to deal with it for maybe, you know, 3 to 6 months, but something that's low maintenance. And so I'll talk a little bit about those kinds of assets. Those assets are typically found in ground leases. That, you know, it's usually the dirt that's under McDonald's. It's usually the dirt that's under a financial institution of some sort. And their creditworthiness is, you know, some of the best in the market. They're you know, grade A credit. And, you know, you buy the dirt and the returns are lower, but that's true mailbox. I mean, it's ACH'd in your account on the first. Some, you know, 7-Eleven still write checks. I'm not sure why, but they still do that. So you receive a check on the first, but it's, you can count on it. It's truly in the mailbox. And so those assets do exist. And so if your family is kind of starting to get to a point where you're looking to evolve and to, you know, or find assets that are more appropriate to pass down to the kids, that might be something you want to look into and finding the right broker to do that.
Mike, how do people find you?
You know, through Newmark Mountain West, that's one way. I mean, do I give my phone number or my email? So
absolutely.
My email address is m.medina@newmarkmw.com. And my number is 801-458-5965. Happy to brainstorm with you guys. It's something I'm passionate about. I love it and love to lead you in the right direction.
So if you can't remember all of that info, you can always just call Mike at Newmark and Mountain West. Mike that was on KSL. You can also reach out to me, Heather Osmond, and I'll make sure you get Mike's info. Joe, once these investors have found a property, they've been talking with Mike Medina, and now they know what they need as far as money. How do people help? How does Mountain America Credit Union help them?
We can provide financing. We also actually do provide wealth planning as well. So Mountain America has people that help if you need a CD, if you need a stock market type product. We do provide wealth financial services to all of our members, and we partner with LPL Financial on that.
Mountain America Credit Union with 105 branches all across the Wasatch Front. Absolutely incredible. So happy to have you back on the show as our real estate expert today. And once you found your property, you have the money, you've built it, call Osmond Designs. We'd love to help you make it beautiful. We do commercial and residential properties and love real estate. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
The holidays bring joy and potentially more alcohol at parties. Talk with your child and set clear rules. No underage drinking, and make clear you strongly disapprove. At gatherings, keep alcohol out of reach and never provide alcohol to kids. No amount of alcohol, not even a holiday sip, is safe. Developing brains are more vulnerable. Underage drinking can alter brain development, impair memory, learning, and judgment, raising risks for dependence and academic problems. Parents make the difference, bonding, boundaries, and monitoring. Spend quality time daily on what your child enjoys. Talk often and set firm rules. Monitor with the 5 W's, who, where, what, when, and what they'll do if alcohol is present, like calling you to come pick them up. And stay involved. Parental involvement drops by half from 6th to 12th grade when kids need us most. Learn more at parentsempower.org.